Grundy County, Tennessee has a long list of public health challenges. Many are based on geography and culture, and type 2 diabetes is one of the mountainous community's biggest problems. It's a diagnosis associated with obesity and family history, and it's been considered practically incurable. But some Grundy County residents are now putting that conventional wisdom to the test. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Chains, saws, and old logging equipment litter the backfield at the family farm of Wendy Norris. They're relics from when health didn't hold her back from felling hardwoods.
Well, I was 9 months pregnant. Me and my husband stayed about 10 or 15 miles in the middle of nowhere in a tent for a long time.
Those adventures are just a memory now. A few years ago, as this Grundy County native turned 40, her feet started going numb. She thought it was from standing all day.
But it wasn't. It was that neuropathy where my sugar was high and I didn't know it.
She had developed type 2 diabetes. The disease runs in her family. Her relatively active lifestyle was no match for a diet overloaded with sodas, sweets, and TV dinners. So her doctor put her on insulin shots and told her to watch what she ate.
Well, you're sitting there thinking, well, what does that mean?
The doctor just kept upping her insulin. But when she lost her health insurance, the injectable medicine was costing her hundreds of dollars a month she didn't have. At a nonprofit clinic in Beersheba Springs, she was introduced to a burgeoning alternative, reversing her diagnosis altogether.
There you go. This is lentil stew. What we're doing is introducing the people to high-fiber foods.
Karen Wickham ladles out soup in an old church parsonage as participants arrive. She and her husband Steve put on interactive seminars like this one. They're a couple of white-haired, semi-retired nurses who now have dedicated their lives to diabetes reversal.
Well, now, if this is making you squeamish...
They draw blood to test sugar levels during the six-week program to track progress. They go deep with slide presentations on the difference between sucrose and glucose and get scientific about why foods like potatoes spike blood sugar and sweet potatoes don't. They preach eating as much fiber as a stomach can stand. Then they demonstrate ways to burn all those calories.
Here we go with the burst of a boogie. Are you ready?
Participants raise their knees and pump their fists in place. They'll need to find a way to get active at home because there's no gym in Beersheba Springs. There's not a proper grocery store anywhere close either, so the healthy cooking is a real chore too, which all says a lot about the state of rural health in America. But people are overcoming the institutional obstacles.
Her blood sugar going down. Give her a hand.
Steve can come off a bit like he's hosting an infomercial at times, but he's a true believer, compelled by their Christian faith as Seventh-day Adventists.
I think God holds us responsible for living in the middle of this people and doing nothing.
They moved to Grundy County to take care of ailing parents and built their dream home, filling it with their collection of church instruments.
Well, let's just do something.
Steve's favorite is an heirloom pump organ. They also planted vast orchards, vegetable gardens, and berry patches to satisfy their vegetarian diet, common among Seventh-day members. But in their mountain retreat, they were disturbed by a national health ranking in their midst, some of the shortest life expectancy in the nation, and a sky-high rate of diabetes, which can result in blindness, kidney failure, or even amputations.
If you truly want the people to get better, you have to treat it with lifestyle interventions.
It's just that eating better and exercise are hard to keep up.
Nobody, actually, will make all of the lifestyle changes that we recommend. But if you're making the kind of choices that leads you to a healthier lifestyle, then you get better.
Steve and Karen give the disclaimer that their program is not yet evidence-based and backed by piles of scientific literature. But they cite changing views at the American Diabetes Association and studies from respected researchers like Dr. Roy Taylor of Newcastle University.
There just hasn't been the information about the possibility of reversing diabetes.
Taylor says most studies do show diabetes marches in pretty much one direction, but those studies also involve people who continue to put on weight. Taylor's research finds that by losing 30 pounds or so, diabetes can be reversed in the early stages. So Taylor hopes nutrition will become the standard frontline regimen over the next decade.
I think the main headwinds are conceptual ones. Scientists and doctors just believing that this is an irreversible condition because of what we see.
The Wickhams are doing their part to add to the scientific data, but their anecdotal evidence is resonating far beyond the Grundy County line.
That one's ready to go.
Steve packs hand-bound booklets into a suitcase for an upcoming trip to New England. The Wickhams just sold that retirement home so they can say yes to all the invitations to present their program. Around the country, they're telling stories about Grundy County residents like Wendy Norris.
Well, I felt like I was stuck having to take 3 or 4 shots a day the rest of my life, you know. I've got it down to 1 already. Yeah.
The work is no joke, she says, but the prospect of turning back diabetes is plenty of motivation. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.